Hey guys, welcome to our first podcast of Princeton Politics.
But before we start, we would like to thank Cabela's, the world's foremost outfitter, for making this podcast possible.
Our topics today will consist of multiple conflicts in Asia.
First up, we will discuss the United States using atomic bombs on Japan.
On August 6th, 1945, the U.S. dropped two atomic bombs in the cities of Japan. President Harry Truman and the U.S. military felt it was a good threat to get back at Japan after they bombed Pearl Harbor.
It killed a total of 80,000 people in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan. I have a lot of mixed feelings about this because Japan should have never bombed the U.S. in the first place, but then the U.S. took it to a whole new level and killed thousands of innocent people.
Same, because the citizens didn't have anything to do with it. And yeah, it changed the world, but it did not end World War II.
All right, so next we're going to talk about China's one-child policy.
Okay, so in 1979, China first introduced the idea that every couple could only have one child in attempts to stop the population from rising so drastically.
The government says that this system prevented 400 million births.
Throughout this process, the rules slowly loosened.
It started with one child, then people in urban areas could have two kids.
So then, if one parent was an only child, they were allowed to have two kids, and now everyone can have two children.
But if parents had a girl first, they were allowed to have another child, but they had to take extreme measures to make sure their second child was a boy.
And if couple's first child is a boy, the women were required to have a contraceptive and tretarium device surgically installed to prevent future children.
And after their second child, they have to be sterilized by tubal ligation.
Some people try avoiding this law by traveling to Hong Kong because it's legal to have as many kids as you want there.
Another way parents try to avoid this policy is by taking fertility medicines so they can have twins or triplets because there is no penalty against multiple births at one time.
I think that it's a tricky situation because obviously a lot of parents want big, happy families, but by having a big population, there aren't going to be enough jobs in the workforce for everyone. I think it was a smart idea, but I think they should have just started with two kids in the first place.
I think that since it was made for populations to go down, it was a smart idea, but it's kind of unhuman. But what else can you really do?
Okay, and finally we're going to be talking about the proxy wars of Vietnam and Korea.
One war was caused because North and South Korea had differences in government, and there are no considerable advancements in their military. North Korean military crossed the 38th parallel, which is the border between North and South Korea. And so then the South did the same thing, and it was back and forth between the two.
And North Vietnam was communist, and South Vietnam was democratic, but the U.S. supported the North. Americans were angry because they thought we were in a war that we didn't need to be in.
I really just wish people would get along and talk things out and disagree nicely instead of going to war.
I don't think we should have gone to Vietnam in the first place because we had nothing to do with it and we just ended up losing family members and innocent U.S. civilians.
All right, that's it for today.
Join us next time on Princeton Politics.